Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, when someone who believes in Christ says that, yung tao na naniniwala din na buhay si Kristo, yan din ang sagot. When you say, Christ is risen, a proclamation, the person who believes in Jesus, the person who walks with Jesus, etong sinasabi niya, truly, He is risen. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang yan sinasabi sa Bible. Hindi lang yan pinoproclaim ng simbahan. Ako mismo, truly, He is risen. So this is very important that we answer this. Etong week na to, itong season of Easter, when the priest or anyone will say, Christ is risen, we always respond, truly, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Pareho lang yan. Sinasabi yan sa Bible, sinasabi ng simbahan yan, pero ako mismo, indeed, in my own life, I know Christ is risen. There are two stories regarding the resurrection of Christ. Yung kwento ng mga Kristiyano, the story of Christ's disciples, and the story of the Pharisees. Dalawang kwento yan. On that Easter day, there was a story among the Christians, and this is what we've read in the Gospel today. Very early in the morning, the women, yung mga babae, they came to the tomb of Jesus because alam nila nung Good Friday, hinabol na lang nila yung body kasi palubog na yung araw and the Sabbath will start already. And they cannot prepare the body. The Jews are very particular pagdating doon sa mga burial sa libing. Kagaya din ng mga Pilipino yan. Tayo, marami talaga tayong pamahiin tungkol sa paglibing, no, sa paglalamay, and the Jews as well. But one of the things na makita natin sa mga Jews, they really prepare the body. Hinahanda talaga nila yung katawan ng namatay for burial. It gives us a message, why would you take care of the body if it is going to remain in death? Kung hindi na babangon yung katawan na yan, bakit pa natin pinaghahandaan yan? So, yan, question yan, no? Bakit? Because behind that tradition, behind that is the belief and the hope that the body will rise again. So, that Good Friday, bago mag 6 o'clock ng Good Friday, pag nag 6 o'clock sa mga Hudyo, nag-umpisa na yung Sabbath, Sabado na yan, 6 o'clock ng Friday. So Christ was crucified at 12 noon. He died around 3 p.m. And after 3 p.m., andat ang hingagaw, ruan ang yawas, anang bangkay, to prepare it for burial. So, dali-dali lang. It was not, you know, sabi nila, hindi nga fully prepared yung body. Pero Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, hinanda nila yung katawan ni Jesus for burial. Kaya umabot talaga siya. Just before 6 p.m. Friday, napasok yung katawan niya in burial. He was buried in a tomb which has a very big stone to seal it. No person can open it. It will take 10 people to roll the stone away. So very early, nung Sunday morning, when I say early, that will be probably Saturday evening. Okay? Because yung counting ng mga Jews ng araw, nag-uumpisa sila sa gabi. They don't count the day starting in the morning. They start at night. So the women went there very early. For what purpose? To prepare his body. to continue to prepare his body, to give it a proper cleansing for burial. But the women, nakamention yung pangalan ni Joanna, Mary, Magdalene, and some other women. Ang iniisip ko nga, bakit wala yung mga lalaki, yung mga babae lang. So they were the ones who were there. So when they went there, pagdating nila doon, the stone of the grave was already rolled away. Nawala na. And they entered the tomb and they found the linen cloth there, but there was no body of Jesus. And so the women were perplexed. Nagulat sila, bakit ganyan ang nangyari? And so they ran to the apostles, who were hiding at the time, and they told them their story. At very clear sa Bible, ang sabi doon, and they did not believe. Bakit? Minsan ganyan eh. Hindi tayo naniniwala, lalo na pag babae ang nagkikwento. No? We don't believe. But the apostles, eto lang maganda, even though they did not believe, they got curious. And probably that's the purpose, bakit yung mga babae ang unang pumunta at nakita nila wala na yung katawan ni Jesus, they came back, and even though no one believed them, but it made the men curious. And so Peter and some of the apostles ran to the tomb. Tumakbo kaagad sila at pumunta sila doon. Then when they got into the tomb, they saw that the body of Jesus was not there anymore. Wala na. And so it confirmed what the women said to them. True enough, the body of Christ was not already there. Then, sabi sa scriptures, then they remembered. Naalala nila yung mga sinasabi ni Jesus sa kanila. You notice when Christ was still walking with them, Jesus will always tell them, the Son of Man will be crucified, he will die, and on the third day he will rise again. But while Christ was walking with them and telling that story, they did not understand. Hindi nila maintindihan kung anong ibig sabihin nun. They could not understand. May mga pangyayari sa buhay natin na hindi natin maintindihan until the day something happens to us. Then we will understand. So every time Christ will tell them that I am going to be crucified, I will die, I will suffer, but I will rise again, they did not understand. So on that Easter morning, when they came to the tomb and saw, nakita nila, wala na yung bangkay ng Panginoon doon sa tomb, then they remembered. Naalaala nila lahat ng sinabi ni Kristo sa kanila, and it confirmed the word. He died, they saw him die on the cross. They know that he was buried in that tomb. But when they got there, the body is no more. Paano yan? Then they remembered what the Lord said to them. That's why we commemorate every Sunday, hindi lang Easter Sunday, but every Sunday we come to church. So we will not forget, but will continue to remember that Christ is risen. That is the story of the Christians. Ito naman ang kwento ng mga Pharisees. Nung nilibing si Jesus ng gabi, yes, they did not deny that Jesus died on the cross, and they know that his disciples brought him to the tomb. At sinarado yung tomb. Nakita ng mga Pharisees yan. Nag-request pa sila ng gwardiya pagwardyahan yung tomb kasi baka nakawin yung katawan niya. Pag ninakaw yan at wala na yan kinabukasan, baka kung ano-anong kwento na naman ang ikwento ng mga disciples. So pinagwardyahan yon. And this is what the Pharisees told the people. Nung wala na yung katawan ni Kristo doon sa libingan niya, then the Pharisees spread the story. Nagkalat din sila ng kwento. Pero ang kwento na kinalat nila, hindi galing sa mga babae, galing sa mga lalaki. Kaya kapaniwala-paniwala talaga lahat. Bakit? Hindi babae ang nagkwento eh. Mga Pariseo. Lalaki nga, Pariseo naman. Kaya bilib na bilib yung mga tao sa kanila. Etong sabi ng mga Pariseo, ay nung gabi, pinasok ng mga disipulo niya yung katawan at ninakaw nila. At kwento nilang nabuhay siya. At he's alive, that he is God. And so when the Pharisees told that story, then many of the Jews believe what the Pharisees told them. So dalawang kwento yan. Ang kwento, ayon dun sa mga Kristiyano, the followers of Christ, and that story according to the Pharisees' version. That is why people are divided because some believe the story of the disciples. Some people, until now, they don't believe that. They believe what the Pharisees told them. Amen? Now, etong tanong ngayon, ikaw, sa dalawang kwento na yan, saan ka naniniwala? What version do you believe? Do you believe what the Pharisees said? Or do you believe what the apostles confirmed and the women who saw the tomb empty? Saan sa dalawang kwento na yan? Mamimili tayo. And the choice between two stories is very crucial for your life. Because one version of the story will lead you eventually to death. Mamamatay ka na walang Kristo ang buhay mo if you don't believe in the resurrection. On the other hand, kung maniniwala ka sa kwento ng mga disciples who saw the empty tomb, then you will have eternal life. That's why the two stories are very crucial for us to decide saan ka ba sa dalawang kwento na yan. Eto ngayon, sa buhay mo ngayon, which of the two stories do you believe? Amen? You ask yourself that question. That is why, during Easter, pag sinabi ng pare, Christ is risen, you will know in your heart if you believe the story of the Pharisees or the story of the disciples. Because when you hear the word Christ is risen, it will resonate in your heart, truly, indeed, Christ is risen. I know in my heart because I believe. So, hindi lang yan sagutan-sagutan sa liturgy. The response of saying, Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is a response of faith. We truly believe what happened on that day. The body of Christ came back to life again. Sa second reading natin, kinikwento doon that Peter confirmed that when Jesus resurrected, he appeared to certain people, hindi naman sa lahat. Nagpakita siya to certain people, and these people where Jesus revealed himself, they were chosen because they will become witnesses. Amen? They will be the first witness of the resurrection. And he even appeared to the apostles, pati sila kasama na magiging witness. Amen? That is the second reading. And today, this is the question that we ask in our life. Do we truly believe in our lives that Jesus is risen? You ask yourself. Now, Lenten season, ibabalik ko kayo sa Lent, sandali lang, just a few minutes, just a recap of Lent. The whole season of Lent was about connecting our lives to Jesus again. The whole Lenten season was about reconnecting our lives to Christ again. Kinoconnect natin ulit. Kasi minsan pag hindi tayo nag-iingat sa buhay natin, we get so attached to so many things, so many problems, ang daming pinagkakaabalahan natin sa mundong ito. Pera, pamilya, problema. We run to and fro in our mind that we forget about our connection to Jesus. That's why pag pumasok tayo sa Kwaresma, the church reconnects us to Christ. Our reality is Jesus. That's why we went through Lent reconnecting Christ. And how do we reconnect with Christ? Paano tayo nagko-connect kay Christ? By making Christ the center of our life. If you cannot make Christ the center of your life, you cannot connect with Him. The only way to connect with Jesus is to put Him at the very core and center of your being. Amen? Nakita po yung radio, pag nakikinig tayo sa FM, pag yung tuner mo hindi masyado nakakonect doon, hindi masentro doon sa station na nagtatransmit ng music and program nila, medyo maingay. Until you hit the center of that connection, transmitter, then your radio will sound clearly. Ganon din tayo sa buhay natin. We find it hard to connect with Christ because He is not at the center of our life. That's why Lenten season and Holy Week, we participated in the activities of the church. Instead of going somewhere and forgetting about our religion, our way of life, and just enjoy ourselves, we chose to come to church. Mainit, mahirap, nakakapagod. But the purpose of that was to make Jesus the center of our life so we can connect with Him again. Reconnect our life to Christ. Now, Bishop, bakit importante yung connection na yan? Because when that connection is there, when you begin to connect your life to Jesus, guess what? Where Christ is, that is where you will be. If Christ is risen, then His resurrection is also your resurrection. You will not fear death anymore. Maybe we will fear dying. Yun lang naman kinatatakutan natin. But death, no need to fear that. Once connected to Jesus, once connected to His life, then we know that where Jesus is, that is where we are. We may go through difficulties in our life. Dadaan tayo sa maraming pagsubok ng buhay. I talk to some people na talagang going through a difficult time in their life, nag-uusap kami. And you know, I always tell them, this is what I share with them, whatever it is that you're going through in life today, you are not alone. Christ is always with you. You know, when they begin to understand that, it doesn't matter anymore. Masosolve ba ang problema ko o hindi? Okay lang, basta kasama ko si Jesus. You know? I was talking to someone in the hospital. Malubha na yung sakit niya. And he was about to die. And everyone was worried. Everyone was afraid. Yung asawa, yung mga anak, yung mga kamag-anak, takot na takot sila. So pati siya nahawa din sa takot. He got so afraid. Then I started to talk to him. Shared with him what the resurrection is all about. When he understood the scripture that if you believe in Christ, even if you die, kahit na mamatay ka, you will live again. So, before he passed away, nag-usap kami, etong sabi niya sa akin, Father, I'm not afraid anymore. I am ready to go. So sabi niya, masyadong matagal na naghihirap ang pamilya ko. Naghirap na yung katawan ko. Sabi niya, alis na ako. Kasi hindi naman talaga ako mamamatay. Kasama ko si Jesus eh. Lilipat lang ako ng bahay. Yan ang sabi niya. And he was not afraid. Noong una siya ang nahawa sa takot ng pamilya niya. Noong bandang huli, siya na yung nakahawa sa kanila na huwag matakot. And they were ready to let go of him. Amen? That's the beauty of the resurrection of Jesus. When you know that you are connected to him, then where he is, wherever he goes, and no matter what you are going through in life, you know and you will always know, truly he is risen. Not going to be afraid anymore. I'm not going to be afraid of these things I'm facing in life. I may be going through the cross right now in my life, going through difficult times, but because I connect with Jesus, he does not leave me, he does not forsake me. At that very moment of trial and testing, Christ is with you. And where he is, that is where you will also be. Kaya every Sunday, anong pinapaalala ng pare sa atin? The Lord is with you. He cannot be with you if he is dead. Hindi siya pwedeng makasama sa iyo at hindi ka pwedeng makasama sa kanya kung patay na siya. But because he is risen, because he is alive today, the Lord is with you. Amen? We know that in our heart, truly connected to him. Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen indeed. I believe that in my heart. I confirm that in my heart. This is why that connection gives us hope when there is no hope around you anymore. That connection to Jesus gives you joy even if you cannot find the joy around you anymore. It gives you so much joy. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of the storm, you will have the peace of God because of that connection we have. So I encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, stay connected. Lent is about being connected with Jesus. Connected in his suffering, connected in his death, now connected in his resurrection. His resurrection is also our resurrection. Please stand.